大家早。
I wish all the fathers here a wonderful Father's Day.
我祝所有在场的父亲们快乐父亲节。
You have a big responsibility in your homes.
你们在你们的家中有很大的责任。
And in case you did not know it, it's not the mother that's in charge of the home, it's the father.
如果你们还没有知道的话，不是母亲在家里是掌管的，而是父亲。
But many husbands do other things.
但是呢，很多父亲都做别的事。
But this is a day to remember that from now on, you're going to be leaders in your home.
但是呢，今天开始你们要记得你们在家中是那个领头的。
Our hearts were saddened when we heard about the events that took place in Santa Barbara, where several people, students, were killed.
我们心中非常的忧伤，当我们听到在 Santa Barbara, 的事情，有好几个人丧失生命。
Among them were, of course, our three Chinese.
在他们当中有三位中国人。
And we were saddened because of that, and also.Because some of them knew Christ.
我们忧伤不只是为了他们，也是为了在当中有基督徒。
And we've been praying for the family that God's grace would sustain them during this difficult time.
我们也为他们祷告，愿神的恩惠能够在这个困难的时候支持他们。
And then yesterday morning I heard about.The death of a dear friend of mine.
昨天早上我听到我一位很好的朋友去世。
He lived where we are living in Turlock.
他跟我们一样是住在 Turlock.
He was a scientist.
他是一位科学家。
And I was told that he knew more about the shuttles that we send up into stratosphere than anybody else in America.
我听说呢，他在美国是管。对于那个太空的怎么样把太空船送上去，他是知道最多的人。
But what is more important, he was a believer.
但是更重要的，他也是一位信徒。
He was also a good golfer.
他也是打高尔夫球打得很好。
And I played with him several times.
那么我跟他打过好几次。
And I wish he could have taught me more.
那么我希望他有能够给我更多的教导。
But he was ready to go.
但是呢，他的时间到了。
I saw him a couple days before he died.
在他去世以前的两三天，我见到他。
And I had several talks with him.
那么我跟他有好几次的交谈。
And I knew he was ready to go.
我知道他已经预备好了，可以走了。
And on my last visit, I wanted to give him a message.
那么在我最后一次去探望他的时候，我想给他一个信息。
And my message was, please greet my father and mother from me.
那我的信息是说，请你把我的问候带给我的父亲，我的母亲。
They had gone to heaven.Quite a few years ago.
那在很多年以前，他们就已经到天上去了。
And I don't know how it works in heaven, whether people will recognize it or whether they wear name tags or how they know them.
我不知道天上是怎么一回事，是不是彼此都认识呢？还是你要带个名牌？
But I thought it would be nice if he could go to them and say, "I've just talked to your son, and he's all right."
那我想，如果他能够。去那里跟我的父母亲说，我刚刚看到，你的儿子他很好。
But when I got to his place, he was asleep.
但是当我到他那里的时候，他正在睡觉。
And I did not want to wake him up.
那我不想把他叫醒。
But I gave the message to his daughter who was sitting there.
那我就把我的信息就交给那个坐在他旁边的女儿。
And she said, I will tell him.
他说我会告诉他。
So I'm happy about that.
所以呢，我就觉得这很好。
But you know, all these events enable us to pay more careful attention to what's happening around us.
那么这些事情发生呢，使我们能够更加的注意在我们周遭发生的一些事情。
Our life is short.
我们的生命是很短暂的。
We never know when it's going to be over.
我们不知道什么时候就了结了。
And that's why we're so shocked when three young people die suddenly before they even really started to live their life.
所以呢，这是我们很震撼，因为有三个年轻人还没有开始，他们生命还没有开始就结束了。
And we need to pay careful attention to the things concerning the purpose of our life.
所以呢，我们对于关于生命的目的的这些事情，我们要非常小心注意。
In the Apostle Peter in his second letter writes these words.
那么使徒彼得在他的第二封书信里这么写。
He says, "I write these things to you in order to stimulate you to wholesome thinking."
他说我将这些事。写给你们是要激励你们去想这些好的事情。
It is important that from time to time we stop and give very careful thought to what life is really all about.
所以呢，有些时候我们需要停步来想这个人生到底是怎么一回事。
I know of a book written by a pastor by the name of John Piper.
那么有一位牧师叫 John。Piper 他写了一本书
and the title of that book is "Don't Waste Your Life."
那个书名叫做《不要浪费你的生命》
It's easy to waste our life unless we've given careful thought of how to live it.
如果我们没有仔细去思想我们怎么样过这一生，我们很容易就把我们的一生浪费掉了。
A number of years ago, I received a handwritten letter by my brother.
那么一些年以前，我收到我的弟弟给我的一封手写的信。
And there was one sentence in here that deeply, deeply, moved me.
那么在这个信里呢，有一句话使我深深的受感动。
He wrote, "As I look over my life, I have." Wasted it.
他说，当我回想我这一生的时候，我浪费了我这一生。
He said, "As I look over these 50 some years that I have lived, I look back and I say, it's been a waste."
他说，当我回顾这个五十多年的一生，我发现这一生都是浪费的。
What a sad thing to say.
这是多么可惜的事。
And I hope there's nobody sitting here that will one day look back over his life and come to that same conclusion.
我希望在座的没有一个人，当你回顾的时候，会得到同样这样的结论。
We only get one shot at life.
我们在一生当中只有一次机会。
And when that's gone, life is over.
这个过掉了，这一生就完了。
And that's why it is important that we do some very careful thinking. What is this life really all about?
所以呢，我们要思想这一生到底是怎么回事。
What is the purpose of my life?
那么我这一生呢，有什么目的？
What are the priorities of how I spend my time?
那么我把时间用在什么事上？
What is God's will for my life?
神对我的一生有什么旨意？
The Apostle Paul addresses that in this passage we have just read.
使徒保罗在这一段经文里就讲到这些事情。
And maybe we can put that back up on the screen.
我们可以把那些经文再打出来。
Good. We'll go through some of these verses together.
我们要一起来看这里一些经节。
In verse 15, he says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise."
十五节说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要当像智慧人。
Now, if you don't have your Bibles, you can look at the screen. But if you have Bibles, turn in your Bibles to this passage.
如果你们带圣经的话，就请你翻到。这一段经文。
I always want to encourage people to bring their Bibles and to read their Bibles in church.
我总是鼓励人把圣经带到教会来，也在教会里读圣经。
Because you can't take the overhead screens with you into your home, but you can take your Bible.
因为圣经可以带回家，这里打出来的字不能带回家。
So in this verse, Paul talks about the purpose of our life.
在这一段经文里，保罗讲到我们这一生的目标。
And the way we live, we should live as wise people, not as unwise.
那么我们活着的时候，不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人。
Now the scripture says that Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived.
圣经说所罗门是这个所有的人当中最有智慧的。
In fact, people came from all over the world to see and to hear Solomon's wisdom.
甚至有很多人闻名而来，要来看所罗门，要听他智慧的言语。
And Paul and Solomon, through his life, he embarked on a search of how to find meaning in life.
那么所罗门这一生，就在做一件事，要寻找生命的意义。
He wanted to pursue what is life really all about.
他要寻找这个人生到底是怎么一回事。
In fact, he wrote a book about this.
他呢还写了一本书
，The Book Ecclesiastes，
就是传道书。
And this is the conclusion he came to.
那么在传道书里，他的结论是
，Apart from God, all of life is meaningless.
他说，如果没有神，所有的是都是没有意义的。
It is a hopeless futility.
是完全是没有意义的，是虚空的。
And he came to realize that power, prestige, possessions, and pleasure could never satisfy him.
他看到说，有能力，有地位，然后呢，有所有财富，这一切享乐都没有用。
He had tried them all.
因为呢，他都尝试过了。
He had searched for that.
因为他一直在寻找。
But he had come to the conclusion at the end of his life that all of that was meaningless.
但是呢，当他到他生命的结尾的时候，他的结论是这一切都没有意义。
That life is a waste if that's what our purpose in life is.
如果我们在生命的目标只是这些东西的话，这一生就浪费掉了。
And that's why I'm glad in a sense that my brother wrote this letter.
所以呢，我也很感谢，说我的弟弟写了这么一封信。
Because I believe that God wanted to wake him up.
因为我相信神要把他唤醒。
In the verse just preceding this scripture we're reading, Paul writes, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead."
在我们刚刚读的经文的前一节。所以主说，你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活。
And what he is calling out to the church in Ephesus, and what God again wants to call out to us is, we need to wake up.
所以呢，他在以弗所书里呼召以弗所的人，也是今天神呼召我们的，就是说你们要醒过来。
And the events that are taking place right around us in this world today are all trumpets to wake us up.
今天呢，在我们这个世上，在我们周围所发生的事情，都是那个号声，叫我们要醒过来。
What is life really all about?
那么，生命到底是怎么一回事？
You know, just to finish the story about my brother, in the last years of his life, God brought him back again into fellowship.
那么，继续讲我的弟弟的故事。当他的晚年的时候，神把他又带回来。
And in fact, when he died, he was sitting in his living room on a chair with an open Bible on his lap.
当他去世的时候，他是坐在客厅里的一张椅子上，这个在他的椅上有一本打开的圣经。
That's a beautiful way to die, isn't it?
这是去离世一个最美好的。
Solomon recognized that only God could bring satisfaction in your life.
所罗门发现说，只有神能够把满足带到我们的生命当中。
And this wisdom can come to us only if we recognize that same thing.
如果我们有同样的有这样的认识，我们就会有这样的智慧。
So the question that comes to us this morning is, what are you doing with the life God has given you?
所以呢，今天早上我们的问题就是说，神给你的生命，你怎么样子在活？
Because one day you have to stand before God.
因为有一天你要站在神面前。
And he will say, what did you do with that life I gave you?
他会问你说，我给你的生命，你怎么用了？
Did you ever know for what purpose?
你知不知道是为了什么目的？
About 20 or more years ago, we lived in Germany.
在二十多年以前，我们住在德国。
And it's amazing how many people come and visit you in Germany.
那在那里呢，有很多人来拜访我们。
And they all say, "Oh, we are your good friends. We want to come and visit you."
他们都说，我们是你的好朋友，我们要来拜访你们。
Some of them you never heard of before.
有的你从来没有听过的。
But they all wanted to visit Germany, and they thought this would be a good opportunity to do it.
因为他们都想来德国看看，就是说这是个很好的机会。
One day I received a letter from a young man. He had just gotten his PhD from Wheaton College.
那么有一天我收到一封信，是一个年轻人写给我的。他刚从Wheaton 大学拿到博士学位。
Now Wheaton is a very well-known Christian school near Chicago.
Wheaton 是在靠近芝加哥一个很有名的基督教大学。
And of course we told him it's all right for him to come.
所以呢，当然我们跟他说你可以来。
And he just stayed for a few days, but one of the things he wanted to do was to visit a city, a certain city in Germany.
那么他只住了几天，但是他有一件他要做的事呢，就是要去看德国的某一个城市。
And there's one city in Germany that is more visited than any other city.
那么德国有一个呢城市是游客去的最多的。
And the name is Rothenburg.
你们都听到了啊。
Rothenburg is a city several hundred years old.
这是一个几百年前造的城市。
It has some of this architectural style that you see about German cities when you look at certain calendars or postcards.
它那里那个建筑物的样子呢，就是你在那个月历上或者是在风景片上看到的。
And people, especially in America, they love to see a place like that.
那么特别是美国人就很喜欢看到那样的地方。
So he said, "Is that far from here?"
他就问我是这个离这里远不远呢
？I said, "No, not too far. It's only about 100 miles."
我说不远，只有100英里。
He said, "How long would it take us to drive there?"
他说开车要多久呢
？I said, "About an hour."
我说大概一小时吧。
And he kind of looked at me funny.
然后他就很怪异的眼光看着我。
The next morning we got up and got into the car.
那么第二天早上呢，我们就出去上了车。
I said, "Make sure your seat belt is on tight."
我就说你把这个安全带绑得紧一点。
And we took off on this drive.
然后呢，我们就上路了。
We got onto the freeway.
然后我们就上了公路。
And I'm sure that all of you know in Germany there is no speed limit.
我想你们都知道啊，在德国是没有时速限制的。
You can drive as fast as you want, and you don't have to look in the mirror all the time to see whether a police officer is following you.
你该高兴开多快就开多快，你不用在那个反光镜里看有没有警察跟踪。
So as we got on that freeway, I was driving, and pretty soon was 75, 80 miles an hour.
那么上了路以后，很快我就是开到75里、80里。
And then I stepped a little more. It was 85, 90.
然后呢，我的脚再多踩一点油门，就已经到了85、90了。
And this young man got a little lower in his seat and looked over to me and he said, "I've never driven that fast in my life."
那这个年轻人就在他位置里就往下缩了，就说我从来没有开过这么快。
I said, "That doesn't matter. It's not very fast anyway."
我说没什么关系了，这还不算快呢。
So then I stepped on it again, was 95.
所以呢，我脚再踩一点油门，它就到了95。
Then 100.
然后就100。
Then 104.
然后就到104。
But by that time, I had my foot all the way down on the accelerator, couldn't go faster.
那时候呢，我的脚已经把油门踩到底，不能够再快了。
Because it was a Volkswagen.
因为是个大众牌。
And he was really scared.
那时候他真的很怕，害怕了。
But I wanted to change his mind from being afraid.
那么我就想啊，改变他，转移他的注意力。
So I said, I want to ask you a question.
我就说，我想问你一个问题。
I said, you know, my wife and I often on weekends go out and visit cemeteries.
他说：“我和我的妻子常常在周末的时候啊，我们就去看那些坟墓。”
And he looked at me really strange.
然后他就很诧异的看着我们。
And I said, "We'd like to read what's written on some of those tombstones."
我就说我们喜欢看墓碑上写的字。
And then I turned to him and I said, "What would you like to have written on your tombstone?"
然后我就转过头来跟他说：“你想在你的墓碑上写什么字？”
And by this time, he knew he was driving with a crazy guy next to him.
这个时候，他就知道他旁边的这个人呢，是有点神经不正常了。
He drives so fast, and then he wants to know what I want to have written on this tombstone.
他开得那么快，然后又要问我，你要在你的墓碑上写什么字？
But for a minute, he thought about the answer.
然后呢，他就思想了一下。
And he said, "Well, I'd like to have written that I was a good father. I was a good husband."
他就说，哦，我希望在上面写，我是个好父亲，好丈夫。
And I always wanted to learn new things.
那么我也喜欢学习新的事情。
And he mentioned a number of other things, and I said, "That's good."
然后他也提了一些别的，我说这一切都很好。
And then he turned to me and he says, "How about you? What would you like on yours?"
他就转过来就问我说：“那么你呢？你希望写些什么呢？”
This man's name was David.
那这个人的名字叫大卫。
I said, "You know, the Bible talks about a man called David." And he said, "I know."
我就说，圣经上啊也有一位一个人叫大卫。他说我知道。
And I said, "You know, it doesn't say it was written on his tombstone, but it could have been written because that's what the Bible says."
我说他的坟墓上没有墓碑，没有如此写，但是呢，是很可能，这因为圣经上是这么写的。
In Acts 13:36, it says, "When David had served the purposes of God in his generation, he died."
在《使徒行传》13:36六节说，当大卫服侍了他这一代的人，他就睡了。
When David had finished God's purpose in his life, then he could die.
当大卫做完了神在他身上的旨意以后，他就可以去世了。
And I said, "I'd like to have that written on mine."
我就说，哦，我希望我的墓碑上也能写这个。
That I served God's purposes.
就是说我照着神的旨意服侍了。
And for this next hour until we got to that city, we talked about God's purpose in our life.
那么在余下的时间，一带去那个城市的路上，我们一直都在讲，神的旨意。
He said, "How do you know that this is God's purpose?"
那我他就说，你怎么知道这是神的目的？
Can anybody know what God's purpose is?
人能不能够知道神的目的？
So driving there and then again driving back, that's all we talked about.
所以呢，在来去的路上，我们就是讲的这个事。
And at the end, he turned to me.
然后最后他转过来。
He said, "I envy you that you have discovered God's purpose. I wish I could too."
他说我非常羡慕你，因为你已经知道神在你身上的目的。我希望我也能够知道。
I said, "You can know."
我说你可以知道。
And I told him.
我就告诉他。
He heard, but he did not listen.
他听见了，但是好像没有听见。
He is now a man probably in his late 60s, early 70s.
他现在大概是六十多七十出头的样子。
And the last thing I heard about him was that he is attending a Unitarian church.
那我最后听到的呢，是他现在去参加一个叫做 Unitarian 的教会。
A Unitarian church does not believe in Christ.
那么这样的教会啊，是不相信基督。
They reject the authority of Scripture.
他们也拒绝这个圣经的权威性。
There's no such thing as the Holy Spirit.
也没有圣灵。
There's a God, but He's somewhere.
只有一位神，但是不知道到底在哪里。
And my heart, every time I think about him, is sorrowful that he has never discovered God's purpose for his life.
我每逢想到他的时候，我的心中呢就非常忧伤，因为他从来没有找到神在他生命当中的目的。
And how glad I am that God led me in a very clear way to show to me how I could know his purpose.
我很高兴神非常清楚地引导我，让我知道他在我生命当中的目的。
When as a teenager in Shanghai, I came to understand that you could win the whole world but lose your own soul.
当我在上海，青少年的时候，我就知道，一个人可以赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命。
And that apart from Christ, we could never have purpose.
然后除了在基督里以外，不可能在世上有任何其他的目的。
Now I think all of you or most of you have taken that first step.
我相信啊，你们或者是你们大部分的人都已经走了这第一步。
You've asked Christ to come into your life.
你要求基督来到你的生命当中。
But can you answer today, I have discovered what God's purpose is for my life.
可是今天你能不能够回答说，我已经找到神在我生命当中的目的。
And when my life is over, can I clearly say, I lived for God's purpose and only His purpose?
当我生命了结的时候，我能不能说，我这一生就是活的是为了神的旨意，而且是只是为神的旨意而活。
Give this some thought this morning.
请你今天早上就思想这件事。
I want to stimulate you like Peter to do some clear thinking.
我要像彼得一样来激励你们来清楚的思想。
What is God's purpose for your life?
那神在你的生命当中有什么目的？
So that's the first thing that Paul writes to the Ephesian Christians.
这是保罗写给以弗所信徒的第一件事。
Now look at verse 16.
那么看第十六节。
Making the best of every opportunity because the days are evil.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
What this basically means is making good use of your time.
这个意思呢，就是说要好好的利用光阴。
How do we spend our time?
我们怎么样用我们的时间
？How do we spend or where do we find our priorities?
我们怎么样用我们的时间？我们怎么样定我们的优先次序
？Because we always find time for the things that we consider most important.
因为我们认为重要的事情，我们总是有时间的。
We can find time for anything else.If we like it,
那么只要我们喜欢的事，我们总是可以有时间的。
But so many times for things that we don't want to do, we just have the excuse, I have no time.
那么我们不喜欢做的事呢，我们就有借口说我没有时间。
And so he says here to them, make the best use of your time. Use every opportunity God is giving to you.
所以这里说要爱惜光阴，要抓住神给你的每一个机会。
And why is that?
为什么呢?
It says because the days are evil, the days are difficult in which you live.
因为现今的世代邪恶，你活着这个世代是一个很困难的世代。
And sometimes there is a cost involved in the decisions you make to follow Christ.
有的时候， 当你决定要跟随基督的时候，这里面是要付代价的。
I heard a story about a lady in Henan province.
那我听说在河南啊，有一位女士。
She was one who had discovered God's priorities for her life.
她呢，已经寻找到神对她的生命的优先次序。
And one day she had a great sense in her heart.That God wanted her to witness in front of a police station.
有一天呢，她有一个非常清楚的感动，说神要她到那个警察局门口去做见证。
Now I think all of us who understand what's happening in China, you don't do that.
我想大家都知道，在中国不做这件事。
But she felt this is what God wanted her to do with her time.
但是呢，她就感。觉得说神要他去做这件事
，and so she did.
然后他就这样做了
，and she was promptly arrested.
他就马上就被逮捕了
，and she was put into jail with many, many other hundreds of women.
然后呢，他就被关在监牢里和其他很多的女犯人在一起。
But then something happened.
但是呢，就有一件事情发生了。
She started to witness in prison.
他就在监牢里做见证。
And one woman after another was led to Christ through her.
然后一个一个的妇女就都跟随了主。
In fact, in the 3 months she was there, 800 women accepted Christ.
在她在那个监牢里的3个月当中，有800个妇女接受了主。
It revolutionized the prison.
那么这个把这整个的监牢里呢都改观了。
Instead of all the problems that they had before, everything was peaceful and quiet.
以前呢是有很多的问题吵闹，现在呢是和平安静。
And the authorities called her in.
所以呢，那个当权的人就把她叫进来。
And they said, "We are totally amazed what you have done here."
他们就说 我们对你做的事情感到非常的惊讶。
We have two things that we want to give to you.
所以呢，我们要给你两件事东西。
The first thing is we want to give you back your freedom.
第一呢，我们要还你自由。
The second thing is we want to hire you to manage our prison.
第二件呢，我们要雇你来管理我们的监牢。
She said, "Thank you for the first offer, but the second one I will not take."
她说：“你们给我的第一件是我就感谢接受，第二件呢我不能接受。”
She said, "I know God has another job for me to do."
她说：“我知道神有另外一件事要我去做。”
You know, there are people that if they walk with God, they know exactly what God wants them to do.
所以呢，当一个人与神同行的时候，他们就知道神要他们做什么。
And then that will determine the priorities they give to time.
那么根据这个，他们就会把他们的时间定下优先次序。
Do you waste your time?
你有没有浪费你的时间？
Do you spend it on things that are not important at all?
你们有没有把时间花在不重要的事情上？
I could ask you, how many of you are on Facebook?
我可以问你们，你们有多少人是在脸书上？
You know, Facebook is something that you have to be very careful, otherwise you can waste a lot of time.
关于脸书是你们要非常小心的，因为一不注意就会浪费很多的时间。
Do you agree?
你们赞同吗？
Yeah. If you're on Facebook, do you agree? Just nod your heads.
如果你们在脸书上你们赞同，就请你们点头。
But there are many other things too, aren't there?
但是呢，还有很多其他的事。
There are things that come into our lives and we do them, and at the end, it's been a waste.
那我们生命当中有很多的事，我们去做了，但是呢，结果是也浪费。
Now our time is short.
我们的时间很少。
And so we need to make use of every opportunity.
所以呢，我们要抓紧每一个机会。
So discover God's purpose for your life by seeking Him first.
所以呢，你们要寻找神对你们的旨意呢，你们就要先寻求他。
And now discover what are the priorities of how you spend your time.
然后呢，就发 知道你们要怎么样定的优先次序来用你们的时间。
And then in verse 17, he talks about the will of God.
在第十七节就讲到神的旨意。
He says, "Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is."
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
You know, we need to understand and seek God's will, and then embrace it and grasp it.
我们要知道，要寻求神的旨意，而且呢，要紧紧的抓住。
A true disciple is one.Who really understands God's will for his life, and he is submitting himself to it.
一个真正的信徒呢，是明白神在他身上的旨意，而且呢，也顺服这个旨意。
Paul, the apostle, before he became a Christian, was called Saul. He encountered Christ on the road to Damascus.
使徒保罗在他信主以前，他是叫扫罗。他在去大马色的路上，遇见了主耶稣。
And he saw that great light from heaven and a voice speaking to him.
他就看见天上有大光，然后有声音跟他讲话。
And his first response was, "Who are you, Lord?"
他的第一个反应就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And Christ replied, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
那么基督的回答就说：“我是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And Paul's second response was immediately, "What do you want me to do, Lord?"
保罗的第二个回应呢，就是说：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
See, if you are a disciple of Christ, there's only one will that counts.
如果你是基督的门徒，只有一个旨意是重要的。
What does the Master want me to do?
那个、主人要我做什么
？And Jesus demonstrated that by his own life.
那么，耶稣呢，用他的生命来做榜样。
Again and again, he said that to his disciples.
一再的，他跟他的门徒说
：“I have come not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me.”
我来不是要行我自己的旨意，乃是行那差我来者的旨意。
I always do what pleases the Father.
我总是行那个取悦我父神的。
I have completed the work you gave me to do.
我把你交给我的事已经做完了。
Not my will, but your will.
不是我的旨意，乃是你的旨意。
Jesus demonstrated that with his own life.
耶稣用他自己的生命来证明这一点。
And I think when we want to find God's will, it has to start there with a recognition that it's not my will that is important, but God's will alone.
所以当我们要寻找神的旨意的时候，我们要明白不是我的旨意，而是神的旨意，唯有神的旨意是重要的。
You know, I've talked to a lot of college students.
我跟很多的大学生讲过。
And I said, what are you majoring in?
我就说啊，你们主修什么科目
？What are you planning to do？
那么你计划要做什么
？And you know, many of them have said electrical engineering, computer science, and various things.
有的说电机，有的说电脑或者其他的。
And I said why？
说为什么呢
？You can make some good money.
因为啊，你可以赚钱。
Now they used to say you become a doctor.
那么他们以前都说、哦、要做医生。
But now they don't say much of that anymore.
他们现在不这么说了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Obamacare.
因为 Obama 的那个全民健保。
Too complicated.
太复杂了。
In fact, I have a nephew who is a doctor.
那么我有个侄儿是做医生的。
His father was also a doctor.
他的父亲也是医生。
I said, what will you tell your sons?
我说你要跟你的儿子讲什么呢
？I will tell them not to be doctors anymore.
我告诉他不要再做医生了。
But you know, there's one answer that I have never heard.
你知道有一个答复是我从来没有听到的。
I am asking God to show me what His will is for my life.
说、so, 我在寻求神对我的一生的一个旨意。
I hear answers. I'll do what I like to do.
我常常听到说我要做我喜欢做的事。
or I'll do things that my parents tell me I should do.
或者是说，哦，我要做我的父母亲告诉我的事。
And that's why parents it's so important that you walk with God.
所以啊，父母亲，你要跟神同行是非常重要的。
But you know, it is so important that we first of all discover what does God want me to do? What is His will for my life?
所以最重要的我们要去寻找神要我们做什么，他对我的旨意是什么。
And you can find out God's will for your life if you pray and say, Lord, reveal your will to me. No matter what it is, I'm committed to obeying you.
所以我们要知道神的旨意，我们就要这样子祷告说，神啊，求你将你的旨意启示给我，我不管是什么我都跟随。
And when you do that, God will reveal His will to you.
当你这么做的时候，神会把他的旨意启示给你。
You might not like it.
你不一定会喜欢。
That's why God wants to hear from you first, Lord, I'm committed to obeying you no matter what.
所以神要先听见你说，我愿意顺服你，不管是什么事。
That's the only place where you can find meaning and fulfillment in life.
这是唯一的能够寻找到生命的意义和满足。
And you don't come to the end of your life and you have only regrets and say, yes, I accomplished what I wanted, but it's meaningless.
这样子在生命的了结的时候，你不会这么说，说哦，我要做的事我已经做完了，但是这一切都没有意义。
Now we've talked about purposes, we've talked about priorities, we've talked about God's will, they all seem always to be together, don't they?
我们谈到神对我们的目的优先次序和旨意，这一切呢都结合在一起，是不是？
They're interlinked.
他们都彼此交结。
But they all basically deal with the same thing.
但是呢，他们主要的都是在对付同一件事。
If you want to find meaning in life, it can only be found God's way.
所以呢，你如果要在生命当中找到意义，你一定要寻着神的途径。
But then in the closing part of this passage, he tells us what the secret is.
然后呢，在这一段经文的最后呢，他告诉我们这个秘密在哪里。
Verse 18, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
第十八节说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
What gets you up in the morning?
什么事使你早上从床上起来？
What stimulates your life?
那么什么事使你的生命当中有
活力？ What gives you the greatest thrill?
那什么事使你个非常的充满了那个精力？
Paul says here, it's not alcohol.
保罗说不是酒精。
He could have said today, it's not drugs.
或者今天他会说不是毒品。
It's not pornography.
也不是色情刊物。
It's none of these things.
都不是这些。
Yes, they give you some stimulation.
是的，他会给你一些那个刺激。
But they lead to debauchery.
但是呢，他们会使人放荡。
Let the Spirit stimulate you.
让圣灵来激励你们。
The Spirit of God is the only one that can make your life holy as God wants it to be.
圣灵是唯一能够使你的生命成为圣洁，像神要的。
And he says that if the Spirit fills your life, there are going to be consequences.
如果你的生命被圣灵充满，就会有一些后果的。
He mentions four of them.
他提到四件。
He says you learn to speak to one another.
他说你们就会彼此对说。
That is the real basis for fellowship in Christ.
这个就是在基督里的相交团契的一个基础。
He talks about singing and making music in your heart for the ears of God.
他就说在你的心中口唱心和的唱给神听。
And that's why when we come together your Sundays, we sing for the ears of God, not for somebody else.
所以呢，当我们来敬拜的时候，我们唱诗是唱给神听，不是唱给别人听。
And when the Spirit stimulates and fills you, it says you can give thanks for all things.
当圣灵充满你的时候，你就可以为所有的事感恩。
Even the difficult things in life, we can thank God.
甚至呢，我们生命当中困难的事情，我们也能感谢。
Because we know God is in charge and God is bigger than any problem.
因为我们知道神在掌管，他比任何的困难都大。
And then he says, we can learn how to submit to one another.
他又说我们可以学习怎么样彼此顺服。
And then he goes on later on, talk about the husband-wife relationship.
然后下面呢，他就继续讲夫妻之间的关系。
Learning how to have good relationships.
要学习怎么样能够有良好的关系。
In the family.
在家庭中。
In a marriage.
在婚姻当中。
In church.
在教会。
In the community.
在社区里。
Not to let problems build up that destroy that harmony.
所以不要让那个困难呢来摧毁这个当中的和谐。
But that doesn't come with our own strength.
但是呢，不是靠自己的力量。
It only can come when the Spirit of God stimulates and fills your life.
只有当神的圣灵来激励你，来充满你的时候。
What is the purpose and meaning of your life?
所以你的生命的目的和意义是什么？
The word of God spells it out.
这个神的话,
the question is, are we willing to accept it?
问题是我们愿不愿意接受?
Are we willing to make a commitment and saying, Jesus, I want to make that commitment to you that I will seek you more than anything else?
我们愿不愿意摆上说, 主耶稣, 我愿意承诺。
I want to seek you with my whole heart.
我愿意全心全意地来寻求你。
And I want to build my goals around your priorities.
我要把我的目的建立在你的优先次序上。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.
感谢我们的神为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you can take words and make them life to us.
圣灵，我们感谢你，因为你能够将话语成为我们的力量。
Lord, we want to respond to you.
主啊，我们要回应你。
We want to be committed to you.
我们愿意摆上。
And we want to say even this morning, Lord Jesus, my life belongs to you.
今天早上我们要说，主耶稣，我的生命是属于你的。
You bring meaning to my life.
因为你在我的生命当中给我带来了意义。
Will you pray that?
你们愿不愿意如此祷告？
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you hear our prayers.
感谢亲爱的天父，你听见我们的祷告。
Make us willing to be obedient servants.
使我们愿意成为顺服的仆人。
And let your Holy Spirit be the one that enables us to do that.
愿你的圣灵使我们能够有能力如此做。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。